Okay, we're in the middle of Parakit Ches Mishnah Ches Part 2. V'chein shliya v'chein shlishes hiteres harviyas tohoyot mitame meis avol tmei naga tmei meis. But if I loosen the fourth portion, then it's harvit mitame meis, but it's still tmei naga tmei meis.
So we say it loses the whole status. Panim chadash.
It only loses the af hatumah, but being that it always came in contact with tmei, it's going to maintain a residual tumah, the tumah of a tmeya naga tmeimes.
So it's a rishon.
Rishon.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
Sounded to me that it was totally clean.
Let's see picture 566.
We said the last time Panim Chadash is Balakan. The whole thing was
No, we did not say it. No. The whole thing is a maga. It goes down an ash. Yes. Yes, yes. Let's see what is over here in picture 566. We have the Shalosh Kitzitz Chadoshas. Okay, in this picture we have the bottom, we replace three sections. Kitzitz Revi'ah Yeshna Yeshana Shenit Meis Vinesa Avatama. The fourth compartment is the old thing, is the old. It's a carryover from the Friedrich Adar. Friedrich Adar, it was the Tomei Tumas Meis. Hakol Tomei, so on the bottom it says, Hakol Tomei B'Tumas Avatama. The bottom says that since we have one compartment that remains from the olden days, the whole thing is Navatama. The time of the Kalim Bnei Hakatzitz are Vias Vishalosh Hakatzitzes Hakadoshes Mechuboros Lo Hakol Kliyecha. The other three compartments, which are attached to it, become toffled to the old one and become an Navatama. Okay, now hit there. Esar Vias. The next picture, moving along to the right. Let's say we remove now the fourth compartment. So now, Shalosh Hakatzitzos Hachadosha is Tumeis Maga Tame Meis. Tehainu Rishoin Lutomo. Umetama is Oich Lemashkin Bovad. Only Metama, Rishoin, only Metama, and Oich Lemashka. A Rishoin cannot be Metama, a human being.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, the last section now is Skibo Katzitz Hachadosha Vihi Tahoro Shain, the Mikabal Tumor Misholosh Hakatzitzos Hakadems. The oil hakatzitz arvis mechuberes l'sholosh hakatzitzos haktum atneos maga tamimeis afi mitame oichlin umashkin b'fiyush shabeshas kibur hakol nasek l'kliyachad. So now we attach the fourth compartment. So the fourth compartment, while it's attached, becomes tofel to the other three, and they're all going to be tame midin av hatuma. Av hatuma is mitame oichlin umashkin, but it's not mitame a adam v'kelin. Now, Chozar, in the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah says, Chozar l'rishoyna v'hitira v'tikna t'meya b'maga v'chein shniya hiteres ha-shlishes t'choyra sh'arviyas b'maga v'in maga o'isa maga. Now, let's say you repeat the process, the amazing concept. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Let's say we repeat the cycle again. We repeat, now we're doing the second replacement. The second, we now replace the first section. And we put a new section. It's still Tomei Tumas Maga.
It's regular, Tumas Meis.
No, we're now going another Machzor, another cycle.
After already is Maga, right?
Let's go through the whole...
Let's go through all four steps here?
All four steps. We're going to do all four. So right now we have Panim Chadoshes. All four have been replaced.
Good.
What status does this box of Tefillin have?
When you separate it?
No. The way it is when it's all attached.
Tumas Maga.
Tumas Maga. All Tumas Maga. Now we're going to go through a new Machzor. We're going to continue. We're now going to replace section number one. So Me'ikar Hadin is section number one. Taught me Me'ikar Hadin. No.
Me'ikar Hadin.
No. Why not? Even when it's attached. Well, no. When it was before Me'ikar Hadin, it was talking. It was talking to Tumas Magames.
Why can you say it's a Rishon then?
Because where is it getting the new tumor from?
From the other three.
What are the other three? Me'ikar Hadin. Maga. Can a Rishon be Metame another utensil?
No.
So Me'ikar Hadin it is?
Only food?
Only food of Mashkin. So Me'ikar Hadin, section number one in the new cycle is tar. It's tar. But as long as it's still attached to the, it's all stitched together.
Didn't the other ones have Maga also before?
Didn't the other ones have maga? Yes, it had maga me'ikar hadin, because he was in contact with an avatumah.
I'm talking about.
Do you have a piece of paper?
Was this an av before?
Yes, it was an av. In this picture before.
And it turned into a maga.
A rishon.
Rishon. So it can't transform the tumah anymore.
Right, because a rishon mikra hadin it can't. But as long as they're still stitched together, they're still attached together. As long as they're attached together, then it can make it into a. It's a part of one. It's a maga midrabana.
Until the fourth one,
when we replace the fourth, we don't know where we replace the fourth.
That's it.
Because it's tar legami. Because meikar hadin, when you replace it the second time, it's tar. Because where is it getting tumah from? It's getting tumah from the other compartments. The other compartments can't be metameh, because the other compartments themselves are only a rishon tumah, and a rishon can't make another something tumah. But since it's all stitched together, it's all grouped together, so when we view it, it's tofel, it becomes a rishon midrabanan. But now when you go and you replace all four, you replace three compartments, so it's panim chadash the second time. It's the second cycle of panim chadashas, and this time it's going to be tar legamri. You got it? Okay, you got it?
On the money? Is it working this time?
It's working. Okay, let's review that. Let's review. So that's the over here with the Mishnah. V'chei tshnei v'chei shu v'chei v'hitir
sar
v'yis.
It's the same, it's good.
Hitir, what?
It's opening up the trust.
Hitres hatervias to hoira mitameis aval tameya maga tameis chazal rishoyna vitiro. Now you do a second machzor, you go back and you replace the first one vitiro vitikna tameya b'maga b'chem b'shniya. But hitres hashlishis on the next page to hoira shervias b'maga, because where is it now getting tumah from? It's only getting tumah from the fourth one. That's the only. Residual tumah from the second ma'ah, from the first ma'achsar. It's the ein maga, it's the maga.
Wait, when you do the third one, not the fourth one?
When I take away the third one and I replace the third one, now there's nothing, I don't have anything here in front of me.
Fourth one, huh?
But what was the fourth one? What is the fourth one? The fourth one was only tumah tumas maga.
Right.
I don't have anything left over from the old generation, from something which was tumah rishon me'ikar hadin. Because the fourth one was tar legamri.
Fourth one was a rishon.
The fourth one
was a rishon. It's still a rishon.
All right, let's go over this again. What happens? You start off with four. Okay, let's review. Let's say I have four. I really need four. I need four sidurim. I don't have any koyach. I can't even move myself.
I'll get it for you.
No.
Need one more. Gotta find another one.
Yes, koyach. Can't even move.
Can you move the bones? Come on, let's go. Get up.
Here. We got four. Right?
Correct.
They come in contact with the dead.
Yeah.
Think I'm joking?
Go ahead.
I'm not joking.
Go ahead.
They become tummy. Four. Okay, now. It's tummy. Everyone. One, two, the old tummy. The real. This is the real deal. The old tummy Tomas. Mace. Now I take this away. I swap it out. Okay, one down. I now take this in its place. Okay, now Meikar Hadin. What is this?
That's a rishon.
And what are these?
That's a af.
Af. But because it's all grouped together,
good.
What are we going to temporarily give this midrabana?
Af.
Af, because it's one zach. Okay.
Correct.
We then take this out.
Yeah. We do this.
We keep on doing this. So now, whatever, take this out.
Everything becomes an av until you get to the fourth one.
Okay.
Then panim chadash is balakad.
Oh.
And then you get, then they all become.
Now we have new four. Oh, so now we've gone through all four.
Okay.
So all four now, what are they all? Are all Rishons.
Right.
Okay.
Now and we're replacing that.
Now we've, so now I take this out. So what, now what is this?
Rishon.
What is this?
Rishon status.
But what is the Mikar Hadin?
Mikar Hadin is Tar.
Oh.
Tahor.
Tar. Okay, we take this out. Okay, two, gone. Three, gone.
Yeah.
And three.
You still have the fourth.
You still have the fourth.
Yeah, so she'll still keep the status like it did before. When the fourth one gets replaced, that's when it should kick in. But you're telling me when we get to number three already, it kicks in.
Hitiras Ashlishis Tahora. Ooh, good kasha, you're right. You're right. Let's see what it says in the Rav. Let's see what it says over here in the Rav. Let's see the Rav. You're confusing me.
I'm not confusing you.
You are confusing me with the facts.
I'm sorry. Take a shower.
What, I spit on you?
No.
Well, you said took a shower.
Yeah. You did, yeah.
Came out?
Yeah, all over, see? Just spit. Yeah.
Okay, let's...
At least one of us is up. Okay. What are you looking at? You're very tired today, huh?
Very tired.
Can't concentrate.
I don't know.
Look at this.
Okay.
It's coming up. Another bright day. Another beautiful day.
V'chein shnei v'chein shlishis. Cold man shavis kayemis machmas. Let's see where the Rav. Rav is at the Rav on the right side. V'chein shli v'chein shli. Just cold man shavis kayemis. As long as number four is kayemis machmas shemuchaberes the ravis. Avul kishahiviris ravis. When you move to number four, v'achalif of v'achares parucham minayo to masmes.
When
the shtai b'shalosh shekutzatzos to masmago to masmes. Shari nagu ravis mishum shachibran. V'hiadayin kayemis avul. Harvi is kishchukhuf, when you exchange number four, in we go to Maklal. The imishum dinaga bishalish, ain maga is a maga. Shashalo is shoyshanis chadosha is ninu, shinagu betame mace. Vainervi is chadosha, the ain harvi is sachadosha, the kabelis toma mehen. No, it doesn't make sense. The ain toma bervi is sachadosha, elamachmas, shemuberes, and the shalish hatneos maga. So he explains exactly the Yokasha. So Yokasha is that when you go to the second Machzor, the reason why we're going to be more lenient in the second Machzor is because there's no Tumah, there's no Tumah whatsoever. See, Bishloim on the first time around, in the first Machzor, you have a wheel, it's the wheel. You still have a wish that's for real. When you do this the first time.
Yeah, I get it. You don't have to lift it. Don't.
It's myself doing it. I want to understand it also. I also.
Okay.
I'm also a life form. Am I?
You also what?
Forget. Yeah, we have three, right? So this is this is an avatoma. This when you replace this, so this is the real deal. This is still an avatoma. This is an avatoma. So when I replace these three, they're coming in contact with an avatoma. But this is only now, what is this? This is only now the second machzor, it's only a rishon. So when I take out the third, and I replace all three, there's no real tumah. Because the three are touching number four. And number four is not, and number four is only, well, what is number four? Number four is only
rishon.
A Rishon can't make these are Tahar. So these are Tahar. There's nothing. The majority is Tumah. It's Tahar. The Ein Tumah B'Raviyah Sachadasha Ela Machmas Shemuchu Beres What? L'Sholosh Hatumah Smaga Avul Raviyas Kishu Chulfa, Ein Megufa to Maklal, Deig Bishum Dinaga Bishalosh in Mago Isamaga, Shashol Shoshos Chadoshos Ninu, Shinagu Bitome Mace, Vein Raviyas Chadosh and the Kabbalah Swahem Tumma, Vein Tumma Raviyas Chadosh, Elamachmash, Shemuchberis, Lasholosh Atumas Mago, Hilchach kishachozra v'hichlif hashlishes pam shniya. Because this one was never really tame. When Ari placed this for the first time, that's the key point. When Ari placed this for the first time, now I understand. Now I got it. You see, these three are really tame. Let's start from the scratch. Let's start from the beginning. Originally, all four were avos hatumah. Right? Av. Atat. Four of us. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Aryeh, Akhenaten Rushmore. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Aryeh Shraga Roth. Mount Rushmore. One, two, three.
Four.
These are of all four of us. When I replace these three, okay? When I replace these three, and they all replaced, what status are these three? Rishon. Rishon. Why are these all a Rishon? Here is the key point. Why? So, but why are they a Rishon?
Because they're touching.
An Av. Okay, now. When I replace this one, take it out, put in a new one, swap in a new one. But let me ask you a question. Me'ikar Hadin, when I put number four, this is the first machzor. When I put this in, what is this Me'ikar Hadin?
Rishon.
Nope. That's the point. That is the Nakuda.
Thus is
the Nakuda.
Nakuda Ha'ikar.
Nakuda Ha'ikar. When I replace the first time, why is this Torah Me'ikar Hadin?
Because it's touching the Rishons.
And when you touch Rishons,
it's tar.
It's tar.
Can't do anything.
So that's the Chiddush. These three are Tami Mikra Hadin. Because these were all touching this. This was an Av. Until we get down to the last guy, Av. I could take away one Av, I have still three left. I could take two, I have two left. I could take away three. I still got one guy left. This guy is the real deal. This is the real thing. Mm. This is not a make believe. This is the real deal. The male of these three are all of us are all gonna be Rishon. But when I take this guy out, that's it. The real thing is now I put a new guy in to replace it. The new one is tar. Also, why do I want to say it's tame? Because it's connected to these three. But these three only are Rishon. There's a Rishon. Can a Rishon make this into a tame min haTorah?
No.
So what is this mikra? Now when I have the panim chadashas, bo'olukan on the first machzor, what is this?
That's tahor.
It's tahor legamri. This is tahor legamri.
That's why when you do it on the second round.
So now when I go on the second machzor, I get rid of this guy, I get rid of number three. That's it. I don't need to go get to number four. Because what's left?
Because that was came tar.
Because this was tar maker. I didn't originally was already tar. The first machzor, and this is also tar now. So once I take away three, everything is tar. That's the answer to your question.
What's the mikvash?
Good.
What's the mikvash?
Could I to get up today? For this.
That's it. Is it working this time?
Hitter ketzitza rishon v'dikna tmei tmei meis v'chein shni v'chein shlish the Mishnah v'chein shni v'chein shlishes.
This is the second.
That's the first machzor. Now we go to the second machzor. Hitter is a revius. Let's say I take off the revius in the first machzor. Tarmi tmei meis. Avol tmei maga tmei meis. But everything when I replace in the first machzor, I replace the fourth compartment. Everything is still tmei maga tmei meis. But now when I start now the new machzor. Chazar lo yishayin v'hitira v'tikna tmei b'maga v'chein shniya v'hitiras chein shniya but hitiras ha-shlishis. Once you get to the shlishis tahara, why? Because shavias was already shavias b'maga because it already was only tamim mikra hadin with maga. It was shavias b'maga because the fourth one was already only tamim with the maga, which was only midrabanan. The ein maga oisa maga. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
What was the turning point? What kicked you off onto that?
Onto what?
Onto number three.
The Rav explained it.
Yeah.
So let's see the Rav again. Let's see the Rav on the top of the page. V'hi adayin avol revius kishuchlufa. Avol revius. Here, right here.
What,
we did it already.
In the middle.
You want to do the whole from the beginning? We'll do the final. We'll do the from the beginning. The chayin shtiv, chayin shlishis. Okay, that's
this is on the first month.
First machzor. Kol's man shor revius kem. As long as revius, because the revius is the real deal. The revius is the real thing. Mach kayemes, mach mashem chuberes l'revius. As long since the odd part well, one, two, or three are touching revius, they're going to be tamei. They're going to be tamei tumas for real. They're going to be tamei rishoyin for real. Aval kishahevi gamis revius. But when I swap out number four, the achalifa biacheres, and I replace number four, parcha minayu tumas meis. So the tumas meis has now flown away. There's no more Tumas Meis because I've taken away the last residual Tumas Meis that exists. Vinishtayu, what is left? Besholosh Kitzitzos, Tumas Maga, Tumas Meis. All that's left is the only real Tuma we have left are the three new compartments which have Tumas Rishoin for real. The reason why they have Tumas Rishoin for real is because they touch the whole one. Besholosh Kitzitzos, Tumas Maga, Tumas Meis. Shrenogib Revius Kishachibron, Viadayan Kayemes. And it was still at that point in time in history, it was still Kayemes. Aval, but now Revius, Kishuch Lufa. But when the fourth one was replaced, the fourth one never got a real Tumah. Ain the Gufa Tumah Klal Maker. I didn't. The Emi Shub the Naga Besholosh. If you're going to because you touch the first three, Ain Maga is a Maga. Maga doesn't make it Maga. Shasholosh Rishon is Chadosha still because the first three were Chadosha is Shunagu Bibitame Mace. The first three only Tumas Maga. And Tumas Maga can't make Maga. Ain Maga is a Maga. Ain Revius Chadosha Mechalos Mem.
Right.
On the first cycle, the fourth one right. Can't get a real tumah. So why then do we say that is going to be tumah on the number four? It's not real. It's make believe. It's only because it's a part of the big picture. The ain tumah berviyas hachadosha l'machmashim chuberes because it's attached l'sholosh hatneos maga. It's only a make believe tumah l'may nafkamina that it's only make believe. When we do cycle number two, that's where the nafkamina is going to kick in. Therefore, when I now begin cycle number two, and I switch the shlishis pam shenia, and I get up to number three, the pam shenia toru kulam. When I come to the second machzor, and I replace number three, so now when I replace number three, I don't have any real tumma left, because number four was not even real. Got it? So when it says in the Mishnah, Chazal, this part of the Mishnah, when it says Chazal Rishayna, Vitira, Vitikna, if I take out number, the second Mach, so I take out number one, Vitira, Vitikna, Tamei B'maga. So it's still going to be, Tamei Tumas Maga. It's going to be Tamei, because I still have, why is it Tamei Tumas Maga? When I have all of these now, we're up to the second Machzor. In the second Machzor, what's real and what's make-believe in the second machzor? This is Tumas Maga, Tumas Maga, Tumas Maga, and this is Tahar. Right? That's the second machzor. So if I take away this, so now I have, and I replace it, I have now two make-believes. This and this. Right? Putting it backwards. Right? Because this is make-believe, and this is make-believe. So why is it going to be Tamei?
Which are the other two?
So, now I replace this. So now I have three make-beliefs. I only have one real. It's still all Tamei because of this. But when I take out this,
everything becomes Tamei.
I don't need to get to number four.
Right.
So, v'cheit shnia, I could take away the second one. But hitir es ha-shlishis. I take out this. Now here's the hard words. These words are hard to translate. This was tricky. This is why I made a mistake when I translated the first time. Hitir es ha-shlishis. I take out this. Okay. Hidir is Ashlishis. Tahira. Why? Because, here's what's tricky. Shaharavias, because this was make believe, Haravias was make believe from the first Machzah. Shaharvias Bimaga, because this was Sharvias Bimaga.
It was only Tamid Bimaga. It was Tamid because it was touching the other three that were still had Tumas Maga.
Sharvias Bimaga. Veinaga isemaga. I'm getting confused again. Let's see the Rav again. The ain rviyas hachadosh on the kabel tzvim tuma. The ain tumber rviyas hachadosh al mshum shumu mchuberes. Mshalosh hatu atmeis bemaga.
Uh huh. Bemaga. That's it.
So that's what we mean mchuberes.
Yeah.
Because you have to add the words. You have to shravias. It's tummy because it was mchuberes.
Mchuberes bemaga.
You have to add that word. It appears.
Bemaga. You do.
Bemaga.
No, I'm saying Sharvias Bemaga, that it was touching the other ones which were Tumas Maga.
But it wasn't a real Tumma.
No.
The Ein Maga Oysa Maga. Kishachaz of Hechlef Shashlish Pam Shriyev Taru Kulam Vafil Maga Lesbuhu. The Ein Tumba Revis Achadosh Al Machma Shum Chuberish the Shalosh Tumas Maga. But it's not a real Tumas Maga. Shoshan is the Chadosh Ninu Vishnagam Tumas Vein Arvis Chadosh Al Chavzam Tumma Vein Tumma Revis Chadosh Al Machma Shum Chuberish. I
but how did it make a
maga
with the other three?
What did you make a maga?
The other three was making maga. Maga was making maga.
It was real maga. There's a din called There's a din called mechuberes b'maga, and it's a din of real maga. So when it says here that it was tame, number four was tame, it wasn't tame because it was real maga. It was only tame because it was mechuberes b'maga, which is not real. Which basically means it's make believe. When you go through machzor number one, right? I go through machzor number one. So this is new. What are these? This is a rishon. What is a rishon? A rishon is called tumas maga. Now I come and I do number four. Is this tamei tar? Why is it tar? Ein maga oise maga. Since this is maga. Ein maga oise maga.
How come in the other cases when it was maga, the other thing it turned into a maga?
Because that was real when we started in the very beginning. Because that was not mechuberes. That was real. It was avatoma. Av. I replace this. Is this tummy for real? Yes, this is tummy for real because this is an tumas maga for real. This is maga for real. Okay?
Yeah.
And then this is tumas maga for real. And then it's tumas maga for real. But now, when I replace this, a maga is a maga. This cannot become tummy. Number four cannot become tummy because this is only tumas maga. Ein maga oise maga. So why then is it tummy when I put it over here? It's because the mechuberes b'maga. You understand?
Yeah, mechuberes b'maga.
Alright, that's the Mishnah. That is the Mishnah. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Mita. Shenignav chetzio oy ovad chetzio. A bed that half was stolen and half became tame. Or it was divided by brothers or shutafin. Tahira, it's tahira. Fine. So here I have a bed. Let's see over here, picture 567. Yeah, 567. We have a bed. And the Ganav only stole half the bed. You have this story? They can't charge him with a crime. Because you're only going to be charged with a crime if you steal something that is complete. There's a loophole, the legal loophole in the law. Grand larceny. Grand larceny demands that you steal the entire thing. It's like people do construction. You only have to get a permit if you knock down the entire building. If you leave over just one little teeny wall, it's a joke what goes on. See what goes on over here in Flatbush? People, they have to. Yeah, if you want to go build a new building, so it costs a lot of money. You have to get permits. There's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Don't knock down the whole building. You leave over a teeny little stone of the original stone, and if you leave over a small amount, then it's not considered to be a new construction. It's considered to be a renovation. You don't need to get all the permits. after you do the set, you do 80%, then you go and you redo the other part. So what do you end up with? Panim Chadash, Bolakan. And you avoid the permit. Everyone does this. The whole world does this.
So what happens when they sell the house? No problem. They can do whatever they want. You mean they can make it as big as they want? Do anything that they want?
This is what goes on. You have a house, right?
I
want to build a new house, right? I want to knock down the whole house and build a brand new house.
Yeah.
If I knock down the whole house and build a brand new house, I got to get a whole new collection of permits. I got to get paid all these taxes. I got to go through an enormous amount of red tape. So the solution is, you want a new house? What you do is build it in parts. Knock down 90% of the house and build new. So I didn't build a new house. I just did a renovation project. I just made a new bathroom. I made a new kitchen. I made a new bedroom. I didn't make a new house. Do I have to get a permit? No. Okay, so I have a panim. So now I finish 1, 2, 3. Oh, now I'm going to redo this part of the house. So we do. So when the day is over, what do you have?
New house.
A new house. Did you have to pay all the get all the permits?
No.
Okay, it's a legal loophole. It's a legal loophole.
And are you allowed to make it as big as?
Chol asher li b'chafetz.
Really?
Within,
so that's how they do it?
As long as it's in the zone, as long as you don't go past the original structure of the original house, as long as you're within the original zone. I don't know all the details.
I mean, they make these extensions like crazy. You know?
I don't know, but no, if you do something very major, they'll obviously allow it, because as long as it's within reason. Within reason, but obviously you do the entire thing. But that's the single way. Over here, you steal a bed. I'm not chayfa geneva unless you steal the whole bed. I only stole 85% of the bed. That's look at the picture. The picture over here, the guy came, the ganav came, and he cut the bed into pieces. So he stole mita sheganav chetzia oy avad chetzia oy chaluk achin oy shutaf entire. A bed that was divided into two parts, and half it was stolen, half was lost, half was divided by brothers or partners. So what status do the two parts of the bed have? Each half of the bed is tohira. The tumah departs. But let's say Humpty Dumpty, we put the two parts back together. So do we say the tumah chadasha comes back, the tumah yishana comes back, or do we say, what's halacha if we put the two parts back together?
Comes back.
What?
It does come back.
The tumah comes back?
We learned before, it does come back.
Not in all situations. So here it says that in this particular situation, the tumah does not come back.
You mean
what
it's like? Looks like this, you mean?
That's what it says. It says, look at the Mishnah.
Stolen.
So it's a new Rishos. It came into the possession of the Rishos. It's Tahira. If it was now put back together in the Kabbalah Tumah, when you put it back together, the old Tumah does not come back. Okay, that's what it says. It does not come back. Look at the Rav. The Rav says Tahira. We learned in the first Mishnah in this section. Here, the first Mishnah.
560.
What? No, there it was not into different Rishos. There it was, you are the sole owner.
Hold on a second. Hello? Mm-hmm. Yes. So tell mommy to sign it for me. Tell mommy to sign it for me.
It says here that here in this situation it was in this situation it's under the authority of two different ownership of two different people, two different parties. In the case that you're discussing, it was under the ownership of one person.
Hello. Okay, good, fine. I'm the time for you.
In this situation, it's under the ownership of two different people. In your example, it was under the ownership of one person. In your example, it was under the ownership of one person. In this example, it's under the ownership of two people. That's what it says here.
Mito shen nignav chetzio oy ovad chetzio oy chaluka achin oy shutafin. It means that it was stolen. That
day. Yeah. Two different people. Well, when it's stolen, that's talach and bava kama. When you steal something and there's a yeyush and shini reshus, you become the legal owner. You don't know the sugya of Geneva?
Sure.
If you steal something and you the old
over there wasn't stolen already? In the other case, it
was broken.
It's the same owner.
Same owner. He just broke one piece.
So here it was stolen.
Under two different owners.
But here's chaluka achin. So it's a partner.
Oh, shutafin.
It was partners.
Tahira, hachazirua. And but now when you put it back together, so the tumah completely depart. Let's say you go and you get it back, you buy it, you sell it, you get it back. The partners unite once again. The brothers decide they want to have a shudus once again. So the tumah is mikanul haba the tumah, but not lamafreya. It's a new tumah.
Okay.
It's mikanul haba. It's not lamafreya.
What do you mean it's not lamafreya?
The old tumah does not come back.
So what kind of tumah is that?
There's no tumah, zero tumah. There's potential for new tumah. That's a principle we have many times. It means mikan laba means that now it's tahor, and if, in order for it to become tumah, it needs new tumah. Needs new tumah.
Kabbalah's tumah mikan laba. Okay.
It's now potentially susceptible to tumah mikan laba. Okay, I have to stop here.